VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. Telephone lines between the United Arab Emirates and Israel were open Sunday, and a development the Israeli communications minister hailed as important for normalizing ties between the two countries. It was not clear when exactly a block on telephone calls made from the UAE to Israel was lifted, but historically calls had not been possible. More Israeli news websites that were previously blocked in the UAE were also able to be viewed on UAE internet connections on Sunday. Israel and the UAE on Thursday announced an agreement that will lead to a full normalization of diplomatic relations between the two states. I congratulate the United Arab Emirates on the unblocking, Israel's communications minister said on Twitter. He also said many economic opportunities will now open up, and these trust-building steps are important for advancing both countries' interests. Thousands of Puerto Ricans on Sunday got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marred the original primaries. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts opened following a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at centers that never opened on August 9th or did not remain open the required 8 hours. Officials have blamed the chaos of the August 9th primaries on ballots arriving late to the Elections Commission and trucks laden with materials not leaving until the day of the primaries, when usually they depart 1 or 2 days before. And U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations, talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. This is VOA News. The small northern wine-growing region of La Rioja and the southeastern region of Murcia are the first Spanish regions to implement a raft of new measures to be enforced nationwide to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Spain has been one of the hardest-hit countries in Europe. The new restrictions include closing of all discos, nightclubs, and dancing halls. Restaurants and bars are required to shut by 1 a.m., visits in retirement homes will be limited, and smoking outdoors in public places is banned when a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Spain's remaining regional governments are expected to start implementing the new measures in the coming days. And in another country hard hit by the coronavirus, Italy, the departure of the MSC Grandiosa from Italy's northwestern port city marks the first major cruise ship to set sail in the Mediterranean since the worldwide grounding of ocean liners in March. And in France, after France recorded its highest one-day rise in virus infections since May, the government is pushing for wider mask use and tighter protections for migrant workers and in slaughterhouses. But France still plans to reopen schools nationwide in 2 weeks. And the labor minister says the government is determined to avoid a new nationwide lockdown that would further hobble the economy and threaten jobs. France's infection count has resurged in recent weeks, blamed in part on people crisscrossing the country for weddings, family gatherings, or annual summer vacations with friends. Britain reimposed quarantine measures this weekend for vacationers returning from France as a result. Globally, more than 771,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share. And 4 Chinese workers abducted from a quarry site in southern Nigeria have been freed, police said Sunday. Unknown gunmen seized the Chinese nationals in Akpabayu Cross River State last month and killed their police guard. Chinese firms are working in Nigeria on multi-billion-dollar infrastructure projects that include railways, airports, and roads. Their workers have been repeatedly targeted by kidnapped gangs. Kidnapping for ransom is common in Nigeria, especially in the oil-rich South. The victims are usually released after a ransom is paid, although police rarely confirm if money has changed hands. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website. I'm Laurel Berman, via remote for VOA.